It's Monday, May 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore was ousted from office more than a decade ago over a Ten Commandments display and subsequently re-elected. Now, the God-haters are trying to remove him from the bench again, this time over his effort to block homosexual marriage from coming to his state. According to Fox News, the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission filed ethics charges on Friday against Moore, saying he abused the power of his office and displayed disrespect for the judiciary. The charges largely stem from a January 6th administrative order Moore sent to probate judges. In the order, he told them an Alabama order and law banning homosexual marriages remained in effect, despite the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to legalize homosexual marriage. If found guilty, Judge Moore could face removal from office. "We are certainly at war, Judge Moore. That's why we pray that you would put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." Ephesians 6:13. It is what God is calling all of us to do. Nearly 9,000 people gathered to pray at the state capitol building on Thursday in Nashville, Tennessee, with evangelist Franklin Graham's Decision America initiative. With the theme of pray, engage, and vote, Graham reminded his largest crowd of the 50-state tour that Christians cannot restore America merely by rallying behind political parties. They need to repent and turn back to God themselves first before God will heal the nation.
Let's look what Nehemiah did. He fasted and he prayed. And his prayer was to confess the sins of his people, of himself, and his father's family. And what I'd like to ask you to do is to hold the hand of the person next to you, maybe a complete stranger. And what I want to ask you to do is I want us to confess the sins of our nation.
A massive earthquake is well overdue along the San Andreas